This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of This Week in Geek.net. What's going on? You're listening to This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network, and I'm your host, Mike, the Birdman Dodd. Today is Friday, August 22nd, 2014. Where the hell were you, Dodd? Well, last week, I unfortunately didn't get a chance to record a Nerd News Network, and I'm just going to level with you guys. Last week with some very depressing stuff in the news, obviously, with the death of Robin Williams and the riots in Ferguson. I literally became depressed over a lot of the really bad things and started really thinking about kind of where things were. And I guess I just wasn't having a very good week, so I decided to take a break for mental health reasons. And thank you to everybody who wrote me, who texted, who basically took the time to see if the Birdman was okay. I literally cannot thank you enough, and I got some really, really nice emails out there from a lot of people, so I want to send shout-outs to Amanda. Specifically, you were very awesome. I also got emails from, let me see, who else? I'm just going through my email right now, so just give me a sec here. Daniel sent me one. I also got emails from Clark and a bunch of people. Thank you, everybody, for getting involved and helping me feel a little bit better this week. I'm definitely feeling a lot better than what I was. So with that in mind, let's do the show I had in mind for last week today, and let's kind of take a look at what happened in the world that is the word, that is nerd, that is This Week in Geek. What happened out there? Okay, so first and foremost, there's actually something I really want to bring up. If you guys remember, in the long, long ago, I used to go to a school called Niagara College, and that's where me and Steve Snowball Sailor got our starts for This Week in Geek. And someone has stepped up to the plate, and they're trying to do a club at Niagara College called Nerds and Geeks of Niagara College. And these guys are on Indiegogo looking to raise about $500. They've raised 7% of their goal so far. I personally intend to get involved and help these guys reach that goal of $500 in any way that I can, either donating some money myself or perhaps getting them some really neat stuff because they want to do prizes, they want to get stuff involved. I would love to see these guys get some copies of the new Dungeons & Dragons material and, you know, maybe get a role-playing club started on campus, or maybe I can send them some stuff from some of my various sponsors here on the show. I'll have to see what I can do. But I've embedded a link in this episode post. I'd love you guys to take a look at it. These guys, as of this recording, have 58 days left, so help these guys reach $500. It's not that bad. Party on. Speaking of charity contributions, I am going to be doing Extra Life again this year. I'm going to be streaming, hopefully for 24 hours, via my Twitch channel on my Xbox One. So I'm going to do my best to try and get some games for that I can stream. I'm not sure whether you'd want to watch 24 hours of Titanfall, but I most certainly could do that, providing maybe I can get to level 10 on that. I'm at Gen 8 now, almost to level 9. I'm getting there. So there's that. All right. So let's get started with what happened in the world of nerd this week. Got a lot of interesting things to talk about this week. Everything from what's going on with Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., what's going on with the latest Resident Evil movie, who knew Hercules was a douchebag. Some very beloved people are leaving one of our favorite shows on there. And, of course, we're going to be talking about life, the universe, and everything, and where we can find it in our very own backyard where we didn't think we'd find it before. So let's start up with the big story this week, and that is life confirmed under the Antarctic ice. Now, this story comes from Forbes.com, and this comes out of the Journal of Nature, and they're including a document that proves there are microorganisms living far beneath the Antarctic ice shelf, specifically the West Antarctic ice shelf. And this is important because this lake has not seen sunlight, has not had air for millions of years. And it's kind of cool because Montana State University professor, he led this team, and they brought up samples that contained single-celled microbes called archaea, which convert ammonium and methane into energy to grow and survive. He also says in a quote, "We were able to prove unequivocally to the world that Antarctica is not a dead continent." Similar expeditions have found that the subarctic ice environments are teeming with bacteria in recent years, but questions have been raised about possible contamination in the drilling process. The paper's author, the guy that wrote this, Brent Christner, says, "With this latest effort, there is now clear proof. It is the first definitive evidence that there's not only life, but active ecosystems underneath the Antarctic ice sheet, something that we've always been guessing about for decades. With this paper, we pound the table and say, yes, we were right." This is kind of a big deal, simply because if it means life can survive in this incredibly hostile environment, it kind of raises, could we see life on other planets like, say, Titan or Europa? And Europa is one of the moons of Jupiter, which they're wondering if there's tidally warmed oceans underneath that ice sheet. And Titan has oceans of liquid methane. If this microorganism can survive in this, like I said, incredibly hostile environment, it does raise some questions. And that's not the only piece of space news to come out this week. Earlier this week, samples collected aboard the International Space Station found plankton on the outside windows of the International Space Station, which means air currents are somehow reaching something like 200 miles up and are carrying plankton with them, which means if it can survive in the vacuum of space, kind of wonder if life could possibly have been seeded by meteors and asteroids and comets across the solar system. So who's to say? And I've gone on record many times before on this show and said, you know, it's pretty ignorant to think that we are alone in the universe, because you look at the vast size, you look at all the different conditions there are out there. There is no way we are a mathematical mistake. Whether you believe in a divine creator or not is neither here nor there. I'm just saying, statistically, the odds of us being alone, not that good. Are we saying ET's out there and ready to whoop our ass? I don't know. But it is what it is. So there is that news coming from the world of science. So this story, gotta say, I'm excited because, man, I don't know what they did to this franchise, but I'm so glad it's getting delayed. Mila Jovovich, you may remember, plays Alice in the Resident Evil movies, most famously for the role as Lilu in The Fifth Element, has said they're delaying the next Resident Evil. I think it's called The Final Chapter, and it was supposed to come out in 2015. It is now going to be coming out in 2016. It has been delayed by 10 months. I can't believe this franchise has gone as long as it has. Now, I did mention I'm live streaming this, so I must send a shout out to Jill, who's hanging out in the chat room. Now, I may do this as a regular basis. I haven't quite decided just yet. It depends on what time during the day I actually do these. But anyway, continuing on with the Resident Evil story. I don't know how Paul W.S. Anderson has managed to fuck up the Resident Evil franchise this badly, but he has. Now, I will say I like the first two movies. I thought the first one, all right, interesting take, kind of a prequel, not quite the Spencer estate, but okay, I'll let it slide. The second one, well, there's STARS members and Nemesis and Jill Valentine-ish and people dressed like Chris Redfield. You know what? I'll let that go too. But ultimately, what the f... She's a Jedi and Johnny Cage shows up and then there's other stupid... It's literally the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Actually, the last time I went to go see a Resident Evil movie was in theaters. Saw it on Cheap Night. There was like 10 of us in the theater and I'm leaving the theater and this old couple Yeah, this randomly, this old couple looks at me, goes, "Well, son, what'd you think?" Deadpan tears. I'm like, that was the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. And the whole movie, I'm sitting there literally giving the what the hell hands to the screen, as if I'm expecting it to somehow magically change and react to be less stupid. Somehow, some way, it didn't change, but that's the way it was. So we can look forward to this, what I'm sure will be an award-winning, Citizen Kane-esque monument to cinema in 2016. Why, oh God, why didn't I take the blue pill? Moving on to my next story. So, as you guys know, now, I don't want to politicize this podcast as much as I possibly can. There are some very big problems going on in Ferguson, Missouri right now. And without getting too much into it, it involves a black teenager was shot by a white cop, and racial tensions have literally jacked through the roof. Everybody says there's a problem there, and it's true. And they're talking about the militarization of the police to outweigh racism and all sorts of other problems. If you want to find out more information, Google it. Do your due diligence and research it. And of course, that means Hollywood has to come in and give their two cents. The only reason I'm bringing this story up is because I really used to like this dude, and now I think he's a world-class idiot. So I'm calling you out, Kevin Sorbo. Captain Dylan Hunt, go fuck yourself. Because he wrote on Facebook, he was deciding to muse, and he wrote this: "The Ferguson riots have little to do with the shooting of the young man. It is an excuse to be the losers these animals truly are. It is a tipping point to frustration built up over years of not trying, but blaming everyone else, the man, for their failures. It has always been someone else's fault when you give up." And he goes on to add, "This is somehow a reminder to African Americans that their president, voted in, has only made things worse for them, not better." And now he actually deleted this kind of later on. He also included this little bit: "The media promotes chaos to boost their pathetic ratings. We should shut them all off and watch clips on the internet when republished under fair use by a conservative media watchdog group." Holy shit. You know, sometimes people in Hollywood do some really good things, and sometimes they do some really monumentally fucking stupid. There's this, and if you've been following groups like Anonymous online, Op Ferguson, hell, type that into Twitter, you will get some amazingly sad video and stuff coming out of the ground on Ferguson. And the moral of the story here is you need to be really informed about this. And I'm in support of truth and justice. And not just the American way, but the way things should be. And what I mean by that is, it's 2014. I want to believe that we are above this. I want to believe that justice can be served for Mike Brown. I want to believe that the people responsible for his death will be given a fair trial on both sides. Because I want to believe that good things can come out of this, and that it's funny. I thought of a Martin Luther King quote, and it's about his "I Have a Dream" speech, and I so very much believe that. And I don't like racism. I myself have been the victim of it. When I was a child, I was beaten within an inch of my life with a billiard ball and a sock by a bunch of white kids when I was younger. But I don't bear them any ill will. Honestly, I want to believe we all can get along. And I know that's naive, and I know that's so stupid to believe, because we are so racially divided, and there's so many things in this world that separate us. But I want to believe. I want to believe the dream is not dead. And it sucks to see one of the people that I respected as a child growing up kind of disregard that. So That's my political talk for the week. As always, if you want to get in touch with me personally, mike@thisweekingeek.net. And I guess the question of the week, I always ask this on the Facebook, or not on the Facebook, on the episode post. Has any celebrity truly let you down? So there's the question of the week. Has anybody let you down like Kevin Sorbo? So anyway, Hercules, go fuck yourself. Moving along to, honestly, more depressing news, if you can believe that, at least in terms of the world of entertainment. One of the shows that everybody loves, if you're a fan of the Discovery Channel, at blowing shit up and looking amazing, is Mythbusters. This show has been on the air since, I think, 2000 and something. 2001, 2002. Either way, long-ass time. And it was announced this week, at the conclusion of the latest season, that Grant Imahara, Kiri Byron, and Tony Bellucci will no longer be on the show. However, though, Adam and Jamie have said they're going to reboot the show and take it in a different direction, so the M7 build team is no longer required for the show. And it sucks, because I think those guys were more entertaining at times than Jamie and Adam. I appreciated their scientific expertise. I appreciated all the things that they brought to the program. And it's kind of an end of an era to see these guys move on to do other things. Now, I'd love to see them do something as the three of them, but I imagine there's probably some no-compete clause in their contract. It wouldn't surprise me if they do go on to do another show with Discovery. Or it'd be kind of cool if they did something with, like, Travel Channel or Detour. Man, I'd love to see them team up with, like, I don't know, maybe one of those paranormal shows for an episode. Mythbusters with the Ghost Adventures dudes or something. I don't know, I'm just kind of spitballing there. But yeah, just the amount of things that I felt I've learned from that show are incredible. Speaking with Grant Imahara, I think it was this year, actually. Was it this year or last year? Maybe it was really late last year. I don't know. Either way, interviewing him really kind of gave me a greater appreciation of some of the science behind it. And that's one of the main reasons I do This Week in Geek, is to learn. So I got to say, Kiri, Grant, and Tori, I hope whatever adventures you find yourself on next will be just as educational for us as it was for you. And good luck, guys. Hopefully they won't retire Buster. My final story this week, as you guys know, huge fan of the show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And one of the dudes from Teen Wolf, Brian Patrick Wade, has joined the show as Carl Crusher Creel, a.k.a. The Absorbing Man. This dude is a member of the Wrecking Crew. He's one of the Hulk's big bad guys. He was kind of the bad guy in the Ang Lee Hulk. I think that's supposed to be the Absorbing Man. And anyway, what his powers are is anything he touches, he gains the properties of. So he touches rock, he becomes rock. He touches steel, he becomes steel. Adamantium? You see where I'm going with this. So I think it's really cool because the next season of S.H.I.E.L.D. is shaping up to be really awesome. They're going to bring in Mockingbird into the show. As we were mentioning, Kevin Sorbo, Xena's Lucy Lawless is going to be joining the show. And I'm wondering what else they're going to bring in terms of big bad guys this season. I mean, we've already established Blizzard, Graviton looks like he might come back because they basically broke people out of the fridge. Hydra's still a threat out there, and this has to tie into Avengers 2 Age of Ultron at some point, so who knows, maybe for the season finale we'll get an appearance by Tony Stark or something like that. Hell, Mark Ruffalo, what are you doing right now, buddy? If you got some time off, you got an afternoon. So I'm really hoping that season 2 for S.H.I.E.L.D. really picks up, because I felt that show got better in its second half, once it kind of found its footing, especially after Winter Soldier, because it tied the Marvel Cinematic Universe together. And earlier this summer, I did a panel with Linkara and another girl from Nerdvice, Jessica. I can't remember your show name. I'm really sorry. And we talked about this, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has the potential to really grow the Marvel brand because it can do all these small things which can lead up to larger things, especially since Luke Cage, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Secret Defenders will all happen in the cinematic universe, will happen on Netflix and TV, and Agent Carter coming in the second half of the year. So there is so much potential here that, you know, it's insane. And I think a wonderful villain for them to adapt, and I can't remember where I read this, they want to adapt MODOK. And, oh, Jill in the chat says Iron Fist is also in this. I completely forgot about him. Go get him, Danny Rand. But I think MODOK would work. He just couldn't be the giant floating head. In fact, I thought Armin Zola in Winter Soldier was MODOK for the longest time until, oh, okay, now I get it. Actually, I thought the Clairvoyant in S.H.I.E.L.D. was going to be MODOK, which I thought would have been fucking awesome. But whatever, it was Bill Paxton. And if you say spoilers, it's August, man. The show premieres next month. You've had your time. So I'm excited for this. The fact that, like I said, they're going to bring in someone this powerful into the show, because Absorbing Man could be really awesome as a bad guy. And I would love to see them bring in even maybe even more of Marvel's mystical side, since they are talking about Doctor Strange. He's already going to be established as the Sorcerer Supreme. So maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent, S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3. Who's to say? They're working on Ant-Man now. So maybe there'll be some mention about Hank Pym or Scott Lang. It'll probably be just like a throwaway line. But still, it would be nice to see what happens with that. And they're even talking about the Inhumans as one of the next big Marvel movies, along with Miss Marvel. So maybe we'll see Black Bolt. And that Guardians of the Galaxy did so well, they've outright mentioned Kree. So who's to say? Although I don't think they can use the Badoon, because I think that's like a Fantastic Four thing. They can use the Kree, but not them. So hell, even the Supreme Intelligence would be cool. But I think that's a little bit much for Agent Coulson and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to take on. But anyway, lots of cool stuff I think Marvel could do. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. And with that, that is this episode of This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network. Like I said, so sorry that I didn't get this out last week. I'm just happy that I'm able to get it out this week. And once again, guys, please check out that Indiegogo for Niagara College's Nerds and Geeks. I want to help these people. I think the girl behind her name's Maisie. I appreciate this, and I'd like to see the geek tradition carry on at Niagara College, as I'm sure it'll piss off certain members of the staff. Hi, guys! I'm excited. So anyway, guys, stay tuned. Over the weekend, I'm recording a new episode of These Wars Are Terrible with Steve, Derek, Connell, and Brendan. I'm recording a D20 version of Starship Troopers, which should be out in a couple weeks, I think. I know Steve's running The Matrix right now, so... and this is an exclusive. I haven't told anybody this, so if you're listening, you get to know something cool. I'm going to be doing one-minute parodies at the beginning of each episode, like, would you like to know more? The Federal Network is currently testing the Merida, or, you know, stuff like that. I'm going to have a little bit of fun with it, and I'm actually going to be recruiting some of my friends to do voices for that, so that should be a lot of fun. Also coming up on the show, this month's topic show, we will be dedicating it to the life and career of Robin Williams. That should be coming out very late next week. I know I've been promising a couple toy chests for the last little bit. I am recording those on probably tomorrow afternoon, if not Sunday after I get back from recording Terrible Warriors. Either way, you'll have something over the weekend. A new episode of Last Exit to Ponyville has also been recorded with my new co-host, Dr. Gonzo, aka Billy from Nerds of the Third Power, where you get to hear me tell a really odd story and where the fandom is and where I am right now with it. So anyway, guys, I've rambled on long enough. So until next time, this has been This Week in Geek.net. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again right here on This Week in Geek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak! Die, 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 die! Holy crap! Whoa, whoa! Whoa, my god, whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.